This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guests on this segment created a company at the intersection of their shared love for pets and their unique combination of education, experience, and intuition. The company is A&R Foods. The brand is Raw Authentic, created with a desire to feed animals what they need, along with feeding them what they truly want to eat. Joining us on the line is Amy Budd and Roby Wallace. They're the founders of A&R Fresh Foods, the Raw Authentic brands. Welcome to both of you.
It's great to be here, David.
Tell me, how did each of your prior professional and life experiences ultimately lead to the idea to create Raw Authentic, this product line?
Initially, it was quite by accident. I got into the pet industry, over 10 years ago, with the idea really of just dabbling with a pet treat line. So I started with horse cookies, and it just kind of took on a life of its own, leading to dog treats and then cake mixes for horses, cats, and dogs. And after looking at the industry and exploring some of that, and also being a retailer with a pet food delivery business, I decided to jump in with both feet into the raw food market and developed a raw food line. And then through an odd series of events, Roby found me and decided we need to get into business together.
Roby, how about for you? What led to all of this? How did you come together with the creation of Raw Authentic?
Well, it's probably like a lot of startups. There are all kinds of events that happen that you can't see, and that certainly happened here. One is I've got a background in small agriculture and have an interest in natural foods, and was working on a natural beef company here in New Mexico, wound up not doing that. But Amy and I actually met through somebody in New York State. That was one of those odd occurrences. We started talking about doing something with raw food, and here we are. And, of course, both Amy and I have horses, dogs, cats, so just some common interests there. And Amy's recipes are great. You know, it's food that is really terrific for dogs and cats, and there's a real need for it.
For the benefit of our audience, we're talking about a kind of pet food that's really different from typically what we find. Tell us, what is Raw Authentic in the most simple and basic terms?
Bottom line is Raw Authentic is a fresh, frozen, raw pet food. So you're actually feeding whole muscle meat, fresh ground bone, very few vegetables, so that your pet is able to absorb, ingest, digest all of the available nutrients from real whole food instead of a very processed food where you've got to add back synthetic vitamins. They get all of the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients from fresh whole food.
As Amy said, it's a very simple recipe. There are other raw foods out there. But one of the things we're really happy about with Raw Authentic is how simple the recipe is, and it's all whole food. In fact, it's all food that people eat, and there's a great response from dogs and cats, so we're really pleased with that.
So we're talking about a raw food product for pets. What is it that pet owners typically just don't get about the value of feeding their pets raw food?
David, a lot of that is changing. People are understanding, and people are starting to really realize the need for shifting gears in terms of feeding their pets. Gosh, I forget how many years, at least 2 years ago now, with all of the pet food recalls that happened due to some bad ingredients, there was a huge awareness that came about for pet owners in terms of how a lot of these foods are manufactured, where they're manufactured. A lot of the ingredients were being imported, so there were not the quality controls in place that needed to be there. So the awareness has started. Of course, there still is a learning curve that needs to go with that, especially in, for me, the veterinary community. We're seeing an increase in disease in pets that we've never, ever before seen in terms of diabetes, liver failure, just a lot of internal disease that was not in our animals as recent as 20 years ago. And a lot of that, as we're seeing in our own human species, we've got a lot of disease that was non-existent, or is at least on the rise due to all of the processed foods that we're consuming.
Yeah.
Pets are no different.
Yeah.
And we would encourage people to pick up a package of Rawthenic and or go to the website, rawthenicpet.com, and look at the ingredient list and then compare that to the food that most people normally feed their dogs and cats, which is dry food. They call it kibble. And just look at the ingredient list. Look at the length of the ingredient list and look at what is in the ingredient list. And, for example, I was looking at a, just this last week, and I was looking at a high-end dry cat food, a kibble. One of the ingredients was clay. There are multiple grains, such as corn, wheat, rice. Those are commonly found in pet foods, especially the dry pet foods. And as Amy said, you know, of course, dogs and cats are carnivores. They're primarily meat eaters. They'll eat other things when they have to. But just like with people, their dogs and cats are not designed to get loaded up on carbohydrates and innumerable additives that are you can see in their ingredient list. Anybody looking at it would know intuitively, hey, this is not something that normally would go in the body, but we feed it to dogs and cats all the time. So,
amazing.
Raw food is it's highly digestible, highly nutritious. It's funny, too, one of the, because listeners will get a kick out of this, one of the results, aside from the health improvements that are visible, even in what you would normally think are healthy dogs and cats, but one of the other results is they defecate way less when they eat raw food. So that's a that's another benefit.
Now, there are other companies in the raw food space for pets. So I'm curious, when you were launching this, how did you guys want to show up differently or do the recipe differently or whatever the elements might be to distinguish yourself in, you know, what might be a fairly competitive market?
Biggest things, and fortunately, because I was also a retailer in the pet industry, I had a little bit of knowledge in terms of what other companies were doing and what some of the problems and complaints were. So Roby and I diligently tried to address that. Fortunately, we are manufactured in a USDA human plant, so we've got the benefit of the knowledge of all of these guys that have been in the human food industry for years. So primary differences, one, our ingredients. We're using only USDA inspected products. So everything that goes in this pet food, you could yourself eat. That's huge.
Wow.
Other significant difference for us is our packaging. It is revolutionary. Everything is individually vacuum packed so that it maintains its color, its freshness. We're not getting ice crystal buildup. We're not getting freezer burn on our food, which again, you know, it's as fresh as it gets. It's human quality food.
And a couple things I'd add quickly are, in terms of the packaging, we offer both individual portion packaging, so each individual portion is vacuum sealed, which is important to a lot of people who have small dogs. Or multiple dogs, and they just want to give them one portion at a time. And then we also have bulk packaging for people who have big dogs or just a lot of dogs. They want to get out one big bulk at a time. The other thing is the food has whole muscle meat, and that's important because it has all the blood and nutrients in the meat, and dogs and cats love that. And you can see it in the food. It's very red and fresh, even our chicken turkey flavor. And so because it's whole chicken and whole turkey in there, and as opposed to some other raw food products, which if they have a pale or a tan or a brown color, what we think is going on is they're at least partly using a type of meat, what is essentially a type of meat paste, and it does not have all the blood in it and nutrients that go along with that. So we're you know really happy to be using the whole muscle.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Amy Budd and Roby Wallace. They're the founders of A&R Fresh Foods, the Rawthenic brands. This is a brand of raw food for pets. And the website, www.rawthenticpet.com. I'll spell that R-A-W-T-H-E-N-T-I-C-P-E-T, rawthenticpet.com. We're sitting together in October of 2009. Your company is relatively young at this stage. You're still really just past the rollout. Tell us about distribution. Where can we find your products right now? And what is your vision and plan for the distribution expansion?
Well, right now we are in the Southwest region, and we distribute with a company out of Denver, and we're real happy to be working with them. And so it's found in five states, primarily in Colorado and New Mexico. And right now we are talking with distributors around the country, focusing on the major raw food markets. So that would include places like Southern California, the Pacific Northwest, the Northeast, of course, parts of the Midwest, and parts of Texas. So, David, we're actively developing all that as we speak.
Yeah.
And so that's our near-term plan is to get those other markets going. Fortunately, we're in a plant that we're really happy to be working with in Denver. And we have the capability to produce a lot of product quickly, so we're ready. We're ready to expand, and that's where we're headed near term.
Yeah, this is a project that's really born not only in the knowledge of the sciences and the behavior of pets and so forth, and what you know about what they need, but it also is a difficult endeavor to launch. I'm curious, from the entrepreneurial perspective, have you had any challenges that would be instructive to our audience of small business people that you might want to point to in terms of you know, how you navigated through this?
David, challenges? Huh? Yeah, you bet.
We
probably
startup.
Faced about all of them. So, for example, starting out, we really did come in with a lot of knowledge, and we did a lot of preparation last year for this, including a lot of piloting of product and recipes, and working with a plant in New Mexico.
Yeah.
That was enormously helpful. And when we got into it, when we scaled up and did the launch earlier this year, you know, we found out all kinds of things that we just weren't prepared for. I won't go into detail, but, you know, they were there, and I think that's really common in startups. So I think for startup companies for people to recognize, yeah, you go in as well prepared as you can be, but just be prepared that there things will happen that are just obviously totally unforeseen, and you've just got to keep going. Persistence obviously is key. The other thing, of course, is having enough capital to sustain through the unexpected turn of events. Fortunately for us, really fortunately, just in a matter of a few months, we got through the really hard stuff, and so we're rolling forward. And we had a learning curve with another plant in Denver. Again, they were super helpful. We're now with our third plant, which is also located in Denver, and we're right where we need to be. The other thing I would say, David, too, is, you know, and branching out nationally, obviously there are challenges there. And like a lot of things, personal relationships really matter. So the connections that particularly that Amy has brought to the table have been huge. And, you know, we continue to build on that and just new connections that we've made. And, you know, building relationships with other distributors obviously is crucial. And it takes time. And so that's a bit challenging, but it's, you know, it's just part of the deal, and we're ready for that.
What does the company look like from your perspective, 1, 3, 5, even 10 years down the line? Is it something you can get a grip on and actually describe what this thing looks like, or authentic, down the line?
Yeah, I'll just comment briefly, and it'd be great for Amy to jump in. But, you know, we definitely have other product ideas. I mean, they're coming. So, for example, and this is short term, but I'll point to the future.
Sure.
You know, we don't have a cat food right now. I mean, the cats in my house, 3 out of 4 of them eat the raw authentic dog food. But we've got a separate cat food coming. We've got other products. So one thing is to expand the product line. So to grow the company in terms of number of products, grow it in terms of volume, grow it in terms of geography, the geographic part, we're doing that now. So in the future, we see it as being still a small business in terms of owned by, Amy and myself, and but with a national reach and using all products and materials from within the U.S., continuing with USDA inspection, and working with distributors and retailers across the country having a strong virtual presence. We're looking at a much bigger company relative to what it is now, but at the same time, maintaining the small aspects, the small feel aspects, and the personal touch.
Yes.
Amy, what would you add to that?
I'm glad you hit on that. I think one of the things, David, that we're really trying to do that also, again, is a little bit outside the box in terms of, a nationally distributed product is Roby and I want to be very accessible to not only our distributors, but we also want to work very, very closely with the retailers that are carrying our product so that they're basically getting the information from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I want to be there if they have a question, and instead of having to go through, press 1 for English, I want them to know that they can actually call, get a human, email me, get me. I want to be there to answer those questions. And so, again, while we do want national distribution, we do want to maintain that small business kind of mentality in terms of how we handle our customers.
I know that you've talked to some of the pets that have actually tested your food and tried it. What are dogs saying about Rawthentic?
Well, and that's kind of a goofy thing, and I really vacillated long and hard whether to go public with that information. For some people, that's a far stretch, but I actually, for quite a long, long period of time, when I was first formulating this food, tried a bunch of different vegetables in the recipe and used kind of a panel, if you will, of dogs and several different animal communicators that would actually go in, interview the dogs after they had eaten the Rawthentic food, and it was amazing. Absolutely amazing, the information that I got back. Because initially I had added, a variety of vegetables, and what kept coming back was kind of the less is more mindset. So we ended up, simplifying this recipe a great deal. I had originally added some supplementation, got rid of all of that, and our food has ended up, there are a set of guidelines that all pet food manufacturers have to follow that are laid down by both the U.S. Department of Agriculture and AFCO, which stands for the American Feed Control Officials. And those guidelines specify, just like for humans, a recommended daily allowance of vitamins and minerals. Rawthentic is only short in vitamin D and vitamin E. If a dog goes outside, they can get their vitamin D in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Vitamin E is the only place we actually fall short. And with our recipe, as simple as it is, it's been very interesting how enthusiastic, if you will, the dogs that are eating it have been.
Mm.
And knock on wood, and I hate to even say this, but palatability for a lot of dogs has not been an issue. I've got stories upon stories of dogs that never would eat raw. They would take it out of the bowl and roll in it because they thought it was a dead thing.
Yeah.
That when they're offered Rawthentic, they gobble it up.
So they know it's food.
Dogs that have never eaten raw chicken. They wouldn't eat the other raw food company's chicken recipe. They were offered Rawthentic, gobbled it up. So, while it's kind of wacky to have used animal communicators, it's been truly an amazing journey, and I think the proof's in the pudding with the end result.
Amy has been doing these recipes now for at least 10 years or something, and having dog interviews for several years. And so the point of that is that this isn't, we didn't get into this just because we saw a business opportunity. We got into this because, Amy has long, long experience with this and has recipes that really work. She was encouraged by a lot of people to do something with it. And we looked at, when we did start looking, we noticed that, as she said, there are other raw foods out there. But again, I would just encourage people to compare the look of the food, the look of the packaging, and the ingredients. And that's all. And what they'll find is Rawthentic is incredibly simple. And as she said, it meets all nutritional requirements with the exception of D, which dogs can get in the sun. And we should be talking about cats, too, because we'll be coming out with the separate cat food shortly.
Yeah.
And E, which people can supplement if they want. So this isn't something, you know, that's new. You know, Rawthenic, it's a new company. It's a new food, you know, to the marketplace, but it's not new in terms of the development.
It's a very exciting project. A delight to have you both on the program. Amy Budd and Roby Wallace, they're the founders of A&R Fresh Foods, have been joining us. Their brand, Rawthenic. This is raw food for pets. For more information, www.rawthenicpet.com. Just like it sounds. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.